And Jesus cured many diseases and drove out many demons. In the book that the wellness group are reading called Spirituality for the Brain, it says in the book that our brains are hardwired for empathy and compassion. It's a little bit of a controversial, not everyone agrees in the scientific community, but a majority of them do. And it talks about this one thing that called mirror neurons. Mirror neurons are this, is that we see a good behavior, a morally good behavior, and we're not just impressed by it, but we immediately make a connection in our brain, the neurons fire, and we want to immediately imitate it. Now, whether that action is by ourselves or by somebody else, is it literally creates neural pathways in the brain with which to repeat. For example, you can see even just two strangers, like a strange person helping an elderly woman out of the car in the middle of the rain. And immediately our brain is connecting. It says, oh, that's a good thing. I ought to do something like that. And we will look for an opportunity either to replicate it or witness it again. It brings about a emotion that they mention in the book called elevation. Elevation is the emotional response, a warm feeling one gets when one witnesses a morally good act. I think we've all been there. When somebody does something that's random and beautiful, we go like, inside there's like, wow. Like, wow, that's like, ooh, that's amazing. I wish I had thought of that, or I could do that. And so, and then it talks about how that if you're surrounded by a number of that inside a group, then it's what's known as a social contagion. That is literally contagious. Contagious actually neurologically in our brains. Now, of course, you know, the reason why we bring this up is because we need more of this. And we need to be around more of us. That's why community is so important. Because when we witness morally good behavior, we tend to want more of it and replicate more of it. That's why a group like the Scouts are so important. It's because they gather together to do good works. And then they see it, modeled often by the Scoutmasters. And then they repeat it. And then they become like, and we get the infamous term, and oh, you're just like a Boy Scout, right? And it's meant to be a put down, but it's actually a compliment. Because if you're a Boy Scout, then you're doing something right, morally right. You have witnessed to what it is. And in some ways, it's very powerful. But it's not just Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. We as Christians are called to this. We're called to witness to this in our life. The reason why this is so important is because, you see, in today's scripture, Jesus performs his very first miracle in Mark's gospel, and that's Simon Peter's mother-in-law. Now, it was so overwhelmingly contagious that people who saw it wanted more of it, and so they brought the whole town, it says, was at his door, because they were seeking to replicate it. And then he went away to pray, to recharge himself, and they were looking for more. You can see how it is contagious, even in those days. And Jesus, it got a number of followers who just kept on following because there was something good that happens here. How else could you explain that Jesus comes along and says to Simon Peter, come and follow me, and they drop their nets, and they come and follow him? Because there was something happening that was beyond even their own desire, that they're neurologically saying, wow, there's something special about this guy. I need to follow him. I need to replicate what he's doing. You see, that is the sort of community we want to be, is this community that sees good moral actions and then replicates it. And it's one of the reasons why we come to church on Sundays, right, is to be around other people who are of like mind and want to replicate this behavior in our lives. But But it goes beyond just coming to church here and celebrating at this Eucharist. We're called to go beyond that and actually model that and witness that behavior in our own lives so that others will see that and say, where are they going? Or where do they get what they're doing? Where do they get the strength to do that? And of course, Jesus models this behavior for us because what does he do after having healed and administered to people? He gets up early in the morning and prays. And how important that is, that if Jesus, the Son of God, needs to pray and recharge himself, then we as disciples need to be honest and say, like, are we going to be better than Jesus that we can do without that? No, we need to be men and women and boys and girls of prayer. And we need to do it every day, not just on a Sunday. We come to recharge ourselves so that we can give example to others. We can witness to our faith. We cannot witness to that which we do not have the strength to do. And it's not that we just do it inside our community of St. Simon's. We're called to be that witness in the whole of Silicon Valley, beyond these doors, beyond these walls, and into the greater community. It's what we stand for as the Catholic Church in Silicon Valley, a witness to all, so that all are drawn by this good behavior. And so we are constantly at work as a greater Catholic community to do it. Today we begin our annual Diocesan Appeal, and we recognize how we are one Catholic community of Santa Clara County, and how we're called to witness to this behavior by helping other parish communities. And so I'm going to invite John Gametti, who is with our Finance Committee, to speak a little bit about the annual Diocesan Appeal and share some thoughts on that.
All right, thank you, Father Brendan. Good morning, everyone. So taking some inspiration from Father Brendan, I'm going to try my best to keep this under 4 minutes, okay? So my name's John Gametti, and if my voice sounds familiar to you, well, that's good. That probably means you attend Mass pretty regularly because I've been a lector here for 5 years since I joined the parish. Today, however, instead of preaching the first or second reading or the petitions, I'm honored to be speaking to you today as St. Simon's chairperson for the 2024 Annual Diocesan Appeal. This year's ADA theme is supporting the mission together. The theme echoes the collaborative spirit that defines St. Simon's Parish and the Diocese of San Jose. Through the ADA, we have an opportunity to embrace the theme of togetherness, to support one another as we testify who God is in our lives, and to seek to be Christ's lamplighters that will leave a legacy and a trail of love for all Catholics throughout our Silicon Valley community to see. In the coming weeks, you will have the opportunity to contribute to this collective effort. We've had an excellent track record in recent years in surpassing our parish goals, and I know Father Brendan and I are extremely confident that we'll surpass our goals once again this year. The funds raised through your generous support will play a crucial role in supporting the various ministries, programs, and initiatives that will make the San Jose Diocese flourish. Contributions to the ADA will benefit our own community, but also others. You may recall in 2023, we extended a helping hand to Christ the King Parish in South San Jose. And through the generosity of our parishioners, we were able to provide them more than $50,000. They face unique challenges. For example, they have 11 masses on Sunday, but only 2 priests. Our contribution assisted them in expanding their ministries and meeting the spiritual needs of their community. This year, our parish goal is $266,000. Like last year, all funds over our goal will be directed towards supporting Christ the King Parish in their mission. I invite you all to prayerfully consider how you can contribute to this year's appeal, whether through your financial support, your time and your talents, or through the power of your prayers. Each of you will be receiving a brochure and a letter from Father Brendan with further details about ways to contribute. And we also have copies of the brochure in the pews today, so feel free to take one home. There are many ways to give, and it takes practically no time at all. You can give online via QR code or directly online at dsj.org/ADA. We also have a banner up today in the donut room, and there's the QR code is actually on that banner, and that's going to link you to the site where you can contribute. It's so quick and easy. You can probably scan and contribute from the time it takes to get your phone out and scan it. By the time you've walked back to your car, you know, multitasking, you could have completed your contribution. I wouldn't necessarily recommend you do that today. It's a little ugly out there. But I will tell you, after 7:30 Mass, when I did the same speech while I was waiting for everybody to come in for donuts, that's when I did my donation. So it's super quick and easy. And get a donut too, right? You can also bring your contribution to Mass. You can put it in the offertory baskets. We also accept stock or IRA contributions. You can also become a sustaining donor by creating an online gift that will recur each year. So in other words, you can set it and forget it. And this is a big one for me. I really want to challenge all of you in the workforce here to check with your company's human resources department to see if they have a matching gift program. It's such a low effort, high reward way to potentially generate extra contributions from companies here in Silicon Valley. So on behalf of myself, Father Brendan, Father Took, Father Chris, may the spirit of unity and generosity guide us in the year ahead as we support the mission together. So I'll be out in the donut room after Mass for any questions you may have. Thank you all for your time.